This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is hailing the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. More from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
After 11 days of fighting, Israel and Hamas announced a ceasefire late Thursday, ending a war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip. At the White House, President Joe Biden.
I extend my sincere gratitude to President al-Sisi and the senior Egyptian officials who played such a critical role in this diplomacy.
The ceasefire came about after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office accepted an Egyptian proposal. Hamas quickly said it would honor the deal. In his remarks, Biden was hopeful that the page can be turned on a new chapter in Israeli-Palestinian relations.
I believe we have a genuine opportunity to make progress, and I'm committed to working for it.
At least 230 Palestinians and 12 people in Israel died in the rocket attacks and airstrikes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres reacted to the news by saying there needs to be an independent Palestinian state.
I underscore the United Nations' deep commitment to working with Israelis and Palestinians and with our international and regional partners, including through the Middle East Quartet, to return to the path of meaningful negotiations to end the occupation and allow for the realization of a two-state solution on the basis of the 67 lines, UN resolutions, international law, and mutual agreements.
A distinct geographic pattern has emerged in the U.S. drive to vanquish the coronavirus. The highest vaccination rates are concentrated in the Northeast, while the lowest ones are mostly in the South. Experts say the gap reflects a multitude of factors, including political leanings, religious beliefs, and education and income levels. Close to 160 million Americans, or 48% of the population, have received at least one dose of the vaccine. This is VOA News. The Homeland Security Department plans to ramp up social media tracking as a way of fighting domestic violent extremism. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Officials say they want to better monitor and respond to storylines gaining traction on social media that could incite violence. They say analysts would be trained on how to distinguish a threat from an exercise of free speech. One official notes the mission is not to police thought, but rather to protect against violence. But civil rights advocates worry the move could undermine civil liberties, particularly in communities of color and among groups who've been the earlier focus of intensified surveillance. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration will stop using immigration detention facilities in the U.S. states of Massachusetts and Georgia that are the subject of abuse allegations. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Thursday announced that federal authorities will no longer use jail facilities in Massachusetts and in Georgia. The Massachusetts facility has been accused of overcrowding and overall inhumane conditions. Detainees at the facility in Georgia reported being subjected to medical procedures against their will. Both were run under contract for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Georgia allegations are the subject of an investigation by DHS and the U.S. Justice Department. Prince Harry is candidly addressing his mental health journey on a new Apple TV series. He says tools learned in therapy helped him cope on his recent return to London for his grandfather's funeral. The Duke of Sussex reveals in the Me You Can't See, London is a place where he felt trapped and hunted by cameras, leading to anxiety. He tells the Associated Press that he was worried about it and afraid, but was able to work through it. Harry's a co-creator and a co-executive producer, along with Oprah Winfrey, on the Apple TV Plus series, which aims to spark a global conversation around mental health issues. It debuted Thursday night. And the International Olympic Committee wraps up its final planning sessions Friday with Tokyo Olympics organizers just 2 months before the Games are to open. Much of the focus is persuading a skeptical public and medical community that the Games should go ahead. Core problem is that 60 to 80% of people in Japan, depending on the question is asked in public opinion polls, don't want the postponed Olympics to open in the middle of a pandemic, despite repeated assurances from organizers that games will be safe and secure. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.